I suppose the sending off was the big one, really. You know, if we had to score the penalty and Michael wasn't sent off, it probably could have been a completely different game, you know. At that stage then, you know, had the extra man, and then they used Joe McMahon as the extra man, you know, and had a big impact on it. But, you know, from our own point of view, Charlie, after the sending off, you know, in the second half particularly, you know, we took the game to them well. I thought with 14 men, we kicked 8 points in the second half as well there, which was positive. We could have had a few goal opportunities as well there. There were half opportunities as well, you know. And
a second penalty, maybe?
And a second penalty with Ross Wardy again when he was in the act of shooting, you know. So there was a lot of wee things like that. And there was a lot of wee things in terms of, you know, our fellas trying to get up the field and stuff. And, you know, but I suppose that was always going to be the case. And it's a precursor to the championship match. And, you know, it gives us an idea of where we're at as well. And I think our fitness levels have moved up another wee notch again, you know. And hopefully that'll be the case over the next 4 or 5 weeks. And then it'll be, a run into the championship, you know.
Yeah. One thing doesn't turn a match, but, you know, it's as close to as it gets, because you could have went on a point up with 15 men. You and them 2 points down with 14 men. So it was a big blow losing Michael. Big blow not scoring from the penalty. And, I mean, even after 20 seconds, there could have been a goal. So it was one of those games, Jim, that everything that seemed that could go wrong did go wrong. And you got 8 scores in the second half, they got 8 scores in the second half, so there's positives to take out of it as well as some of the negatives.
Very much so. Like, and I thought Rory Cathran made a great run in the first minute of the game, and should, you know, possibly could have had a goal, and Ross Wardy for the penalty, and then a couple instances in the second half as well. So we did get through a lot on goal, on the Tyrone goal, you know, in different periods in the game. And I suppose you know, the likes of Frank, you know, Frank McGlynn, who wouldn't have been up to full speed, you know, after coming back from the injury. Paddy McGrath the same, Neil Gallagher the same, Colin McFadden the same, all fellas would have been nursed. And that was a fairly hectic game to, you know, to go into, you know, so hopefully they'll improve with the game as well and move forward. And that's what we have to look forward to now, Charlie.
Yeah, Neil Gallagher up on the full forward line, was that much to do with us maybe being a bit behind in terms of fitness, or did you want to have a look at that as an option, because it's something you did try before?
A bit of both, really, Charlie. You know, we tried a few things today as well. Like, we did another look at Ross Wardy. We tried Mark McHugh at half back. We tried Neil Gallagher in the full forward line, you know, and a few other wee bits and pieces. So I think the league is important to do that in the league, you know, and try them out, and you get a proper reading in terms of, you know, what you want to do in the summer, or what might work or what won't work in the summer.
Yeah.
And we've done that, and we'll continue to do that through the league. There's few wee things we want to look at, and we looked at a few today and same the last day, and I think that's important. And then, you know, gives you an idea of your squad and where you're at.
Yeah. Summer position after 3 matches last year, and you managed to stay in Division 1. I know that you're saying the emphasis is very much on the championship. 4 games to go, starting with Kerry next weekend. I suppose we'll say a must-win game if you're going to stay in Division 1 next weekend in Ballybofey.
Well, I don't know if it's must-win or not. You know, probably 6 points will keep you up, you know, and there's still 4 games to go. Like, but I mean, from our point of view, we want to win the game. We wanted to win the game today as well, you know. And I think maybe if Michael had to stay on the pitch, you know, it would have been a lot tighter of a game, you know. But, you know, Tyrone played well today as well, so they did. And, you know, they created some good goal opportunities themselves. So it's all up for grabs again, Charlie, really. And for us, we know where we're at, and we know, I suppose, where we were before the game as well, and where we want to take the lads between now and the 26th of May. And we're just working towards that, and you know, that won't change. It was the exact same last year and the year before, so I think it's important that, you know, you stick to your own sort of
plan for the game
and hope then, you know, on the 26th of May that, you know, your fitness levels and your intensity and everything else that you've been working on will be there.